New Mexico JC, you start off well with just kind of one bad quarter in that second quarter that kind of got you against still a pretty good team, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I mean they're ranked number three in the country for a reason. That's a solid New Mexico Junior College team, and I think we kind of surprised them a little bit in how we played in that first quarter. But it's, you know, we weren't surprised because we know we're capable of those things, and I think it's a solid defensive team that we have that's continually getting better. There's things that we have to shore up and get better at, but I thought we've had a solid, you know, defensive effort, and we just couldn't make shots in the second quarter, and they went on a huge run because of, you know, missed shots and turnovers and just untimely things, and that kind of widened up the game for them. And you know, we came out in third with you know, renewed energy, and I thought we played well that third. And you know, they're long. They got 6'6", 6'4", 5'11" point guard. I mean, they're super super long, super tall, and you know, they do a lot of different things defensively. But I mean, I you know, coming out with a loss, you know, there's no moral victories or anything like that. But I mean, we held them underneath their average by quite a bit. I think that's the lowest point total they had all year, shooting percentage wise. I think those were the lowest point totals, you know, from the three and from two all year. And we held, you know, a lot of them underneath their averages, and that was the game plan. We just couldn't make a basket after that first quarter.
But against a team like that with a lot of size, and you're not blessed with a lot of size, but it sounds like you showed a lot of grit against this team, especially on the defensive end, didn't you?
Yeah, we really did. I mean, that was without Peyton. I mean, Peyton's been out with the last three games with a concussion, so not having her for the rebounding side of things, but I think we held him to 6 offensive rebounds, a team that averaged like 15, 18, something like that. I mean, something ridiculous as far as their offensive rebounding, and then they, you know, they get us for 14 offensive rebounds in that second half, and so, but yeah, we showed a lot of fight. I was, like I said, extremely impressed by how we played, and you know, even afterwards, you know, the other coach was saying how, you know, defensively we're a really solid team, just had struggling to shoot the ball. So you know, something that obviously we turned around in that second game against Snow. You know, we shot the ball really well in that game, and that's probably the first time we've seen that type of shooting all season from us, and it's something I know we're capable of, and we just have to be more consistent with it.
Yeah, to have a 44-point first half, and you're looking at the scoreboard going, hey, this is by far probably your best offensive game of the year, you think?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, it's what we were, you know, designed, put together to do. Obviously, missing a few pieces from the very beginning of the year that would have been integral to that, but definitely a team that's capable of things and in that nature. And you know, we had three players in double figures in that second game against Snow with Natalie. You know, leading the way with 20, and nothing really special from her. Just around the basket and timely cuts and making free throws. I mean, that was really what sealed the deal against Snow. You know, they made a big run in that fourth and hit 6 threes. I think, they didn't hit a single three in the first three quarters. They go 6 for 12 in the fourth, you know, just with no, you know, nothing to lose at that point for them. But we were able to gut it out with free throws in the game compared to, you know, the prior 6-7 games we've played. Free throws kind of been a plague for us. But, you know, to hit 91% from the free throw line, I think Allie goes 8 for 9. Miriam goes 4 for 4. And I think those are the first four she hit. She was like 0 for 4 for the season up until, you know, that day. And so we just put a lot of things together. You know, Madara was huge for us in the first half, making four threes, really winding up on the game. They made a small run, and then we were able to extend it going into halftime.
Kind of a light week for you, and with just the one game coming up on Tuesday, home against Central Community College. I see they're not off to the greatest start at 1-9, but a team, obviously, you tell your kids, hey, we can't look past them.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, this is one of those games where, you know, coming off a big win against you know, number 25 ranked team, you know, today's off to get rest because it's such a long trip, and watching film today and then come back, and we need a good practice tomorrow. We can't have anybody take a back seat, especially the team as a whole. We have to continue to press forward. I mean, we play them back to back. We can't afford to, one, give them any sort of momentum or any anything along those lines, you know, after on Tuesday here at home, and kind of take care of home court, last one of the semester for us. But they're a team that can score the ball. If you look at their scores, yeah, they've won one game, but they scored the ball, you know, pretty much well on all of them except for, I think, that first game of the season for them. Everything else, they've been able to score in the 60s and 70s on a few times. And so a team like that can be dangerous if you take them lightly. I mean, it's what we did against Concordia JV, and hopefully we got that bug out of our system. But, you know, we come off a big win with Seward, and then, you know, just don't have it against Concordia. And, you know, now we're in a situation where we have that same type of thing going on where, you know, we can't look past Central after having a big win against Snow. So it's something that we'll be focused on. And I don't know how much I'll talk about it because I think they understand where I'm at with those things after the last go around. So it's a young team, and they got to kind of figure these things out on their own too.
So you're 5-3, coach, with 6 games left in the semester. You kind of said, are you pretty much where you thought you might be after 8 games, or ahead of schedule, or a little bit behind, or where are you kind of at right now after 8 games?
You know, I would say we're probably, you know, just looking at the schedule ahead of you know, going into the season. I think we're at where I kind of expected. Now the losses and the wins are probably a little bit skewed. Obviously, getting a good one against Seward, and you know, you hope not to falter against any JVs. And then picking up, you know, I knew it was going to be a tough weekend going down to New Mexico Junior College and having Snow and New Mexico Junior College on back to back nights, and be able to split that was probably, you know, not that I didn't expect we couldn't, but something that, you know, was on the table that we could do, and we met that goal. So we're sitting about where I'd expected, but you know, looking back on it now, I mean, we definitely easily could be 7-1. We gave a game away against Eastern Wyoming, and we gave a game away against Concordia. And so I think the only one that really, you know, just kind of took control was the New Mexico Junior College team. And so that's hopefully something that we understand and we look at, like, okay, we should be better, and we got to focus on the next 6 games. Well, obviously Tuesday first, but to finish up the semester on a high note, you know, we have that capability. You know, teams coming ahead aren't going to be easy, but every one of them, we have the capability, and as long as we, you know, play like we did on Saturday, we have every capability to win each one of those. We just got to focus on, you know, tomorrow's practice and then Central on Tuesday.